proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins just asked a good question, and we can expand upon it for the subscribers, Riggins.
Yeah, I was just curious. Do kids still pass notes in class? Like, it was such a big thing in late elementary school, middle school for us to pass notes, you know, scribble them down. And it was constant. There were constant notes going back. I was like, I don't know if they still do that anymore. Now,
I wouldn't think they do because they don't write.
They really don't. They've probably got a phone on them, don't they?
Well, they can text each other.
They have computers. Did your kids have computers in class or?
No, not that little.
Oh, not little.
Not in elementary school.
Because I was thinking if you were in middle school or high school, they probably have like a chat thing on there.
Yeah, like on their Chromebooks or whatever they've got.
I still have every single one of my notes.
Really?
That was given to me in this bag, yes.
Oh, you got to bring those
in.
Are they just from boys who were crushing on you, or are they from girls asking you questions like, "What? You know, look at her outfit today."
I don't think I have one from a boy.
Yeah.
I think it was all, it could have been middle school, all my friends, and we folded them where the little tab would stick out and you'd pull it. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
I'm like lined paper, and it was girls to boys, boys to boys, girls to girls, boys to girls. I mean, everybody was passing notes till finally they were sending out letters all the time. Like, we got to figure out a way to end this because it was constant. Yeah, we got to do like some Lindsay middle school note theater or something.
Yeah.
Only girls were doing it whenever I was growing up. Really? Only girls passed notes.
I'm starting to think I was not cool because boys didn't pass me notes. I mean, seriously, I have not one from a boy.
Well, what age, though, did you start to – you know, grow out of the ugly stage.
I thought you were going to ask me when I was passing notes. I mean, I had braces and bangs, so.
Ooh, wow. I love the double B.
Too hot to handle double B.
braces and bangs.
Riggins.
That's a good band name. Braces and bangs.
Riggins, when you were in high school, did you have a cell phone you could text on?
Yeah, but it just texting, it was in the early 2000s. It just wasn't as big as it is now.
Had to hit each button several times.
Yeah, it was the T9.
I forgot about the T9, yeah. I was just curious because I think that maybe we wrote letters then because we couldn't use our cell phones. Because I think if I ever brought mine out, they would take it from me.
Yeah, probably.
And now I don't think they do that.
I don't think I even took a cell phone to school ever.
Well, you're older, so.
Whoa. Damn.
There's that. I'm not that much older than you guys.
I don't
know. Yeah. So. We love you, Lindsay. I promise.
Thank you.
But I don't know what I would be asking somebody in a note or anything. The only time I got into the note passing was when one girl behind me wanted to pass a note to a girl in front of me. And I was assembly line.
Yeah.
Mule.
Yeah, you were the middleman.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember the content of any of those notes, but I know they were getting passed around like wildfire.
Do you remember how to fold them? Really cool.
I don't. Was there a special way?
Yeah, like it was a triangle with a little tab you could pull out.
I don't remember seeing that, but I'm dying to see these notes that you got.
Yeah, girls always folded them that way.
Yeah.
You know, some kind of a crazy way.
Yeah.
Just like girls were always the ones to fold the paper and do that game where it's got, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 picking them, you know.
Like an origami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, pick a number, 1 through 5, and that's what you do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, pick one.
You're going to marry a plumber from Wisconsin.
Live in an apartment.
Live in an apartment with two dogs.
That's the life.
Mash.
So happy for you.
No, mash.
That's what I was there.
Mash.
Oh, that's what you say. Like, you're going to make the relations with somebody. You're going to mash with them.
Yes.
Is that what that was?
What was it? Mary?
It was Mary.
Oh.
Or no. Mansion, apartment, shack, house.
Okay. Yeah. So it was an acronym. Yeah.
Do y'all want to play right now? Because I love that game.
Yeah, I would have never known how to fold it. You know, I'm not good with art projects.
Right.
Or writing.
Mm-mm. Well, the actual penmanship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a creative writer.
Yeah.
Nobody would have been able to read my note.
It'd be like, okay, turn it upside down.
Okay. You know, I just thought about that. Maybe that's why I didn't get very many responses to my notes, because they couldn't. Like, I don't know what this says.
Yeah, that's true.
throw it away.
Anything you write.
Yeah. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, my God. There's so many dragons and so many dungeons.
I hid my nerdiness in high school. Thank you.
Okay.
It was not as cool as it is now.
How did you hide it, Rob?
Like, I didn't talk about nerdy stuff around people.
I think they still know.
I didn't wear nerdy clothing.
I don't know. You wore JNCO jeans, didn't you?
Excuse me. Those were in style. Okay.
I mean, there were signs is all I'm going to say. Yeah.
Yeah. There were some signs. Yeah, like that show Evil Lives Here that I watch. Every time it says, never thought that he was this kind of person. And then it goes, dot, dot, dot. But there had been signs.
You can always sort of. Yeah. You got to
know. There's signs. Lindsay, see if you can relate to this young lady.
Sometimes my boss asks me to do something, and I'm like, you want me to do that? I'm like fresh out of college. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm like almost 30.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Fresh out of college. Wait, no, I'm 30.
Yeah. Why are you asking me? Not necessarily the boss thing, because what are y'all going to ask me to do?
Well, I mean, back when you were 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think of stuff now. If I hear about it, I'm like, oh, I don't do that. That's for someone really old. And then I'm like, wait.
I'm really
old. Yeah. It's like Monica. When she worked for us, would say, I just turned 32 or whatever it was. And we finally told her one day, hey, your birthday's next month.
Yeah.
You're going to be 33. You didn't just turn 32.
Right.
She said that the whole year.
Yeah.
I just turned 32.
Wow, she's looking okay. Nice. Mm-hmm.
I like those reels where she's like, I was 29 last year. Like 2 years ago, I was 29. So you're 31. No, I was... Yes, 31. No, you're 33. Well, 5 years ago, I was 29.
Make people do the math. Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself doing old people things?
Yeah.
All the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could just sigh about it because, I'm doing things. I mean, just a normal mom would do, but I'm the oldest mom in preschool, and I'm not sad about it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That by a lot? Probably, yeah. No.
Yeah, I think the biggest...
I'm just kidding.
It's true. The biggest gap, I mean, the smallest gap, excuse me, she's 35 and I'm 40.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So do I look the oldest? No, because I get a lot of stuff done, but it's just how I got to live my life now, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you couldn't be having babies and, you know, shaking it on the basketball court.
True. True. And thank goodness I didn't have any babies with my ex-boyfriends because we all know how that would have turned out.
Mm.
So, I mean, you know, later in life type thing, but here we are.
And then you had your babies close, you know, relatively close behind each other. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, before the alarm went off, your biological clock.
Yeah.
Do you think they talk about her being older?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The other moms do.
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm sure at first they were wondering if that was her grandbaby. Like, I wish my mom would bring my kids, drop them off here.
Yeah. Right.
Like, her daughter's got it so easy.
Rare.
Well, and it's funny because now more than ever, the teachers are like, you look just like your mom. Because my mom helps drop off on some days. And I'm like, it's not, I mean, it's, no offense, Carol, it's a compliment, but like, she's almost 70. I mean, and they're like, you're spitting it. Y'all look just, I mean, you could be sisters.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, now.
Especially your hands.
Yeah.
You know, that's where you can't hide your age is in your hands.
I know. And they're getting older by the day.
I mean, they don't make Botox for hands.
That's a shame.
They're probably working on it though, because I mean, that's a common thing. People always say you can look at somebody's hands and know how old they are. Like Dick Clark.
Yeah.
You know, they always called him America's oldest teenager or whatever, and he didn't look his age for a long, long time. But I saw, if my photographic memory serves correctly, he was doing a print ad in a magazine, I think, for Duracell batteries, And he had his hands in the picture crossed, and you could really tell in his hands that he looked like, I mean, he was probably 70 at the time. Face and all that looked like he might have been 50.
Yeah.
But his hands looked it.
Did he get any work done, you think? Or I can't remember if he looked like that.
I thought he always looked, he may have later in life gotten a facelift or something, but that used to be all there was to do.
Right.
You could only, the only thing you could do to look younger was to get a full facelift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have Botox and that, and fillers and stuff back then.
Mm, it's a shame.
They just had to be old and ugly.
Yeah. Oh, so God. Gross. What would we do? Help.
Mm-hmm. But I bet before long they'll come out with something you can do to make your hands look younger.
And you think I'm going to do it? Yelp.
Hell yeah.
But let me see your hands.
Just kidding. Now. I'm not.
They don't look old yet.
No.
I got a spot right here that looks like an old man. This, they used to call them liver spots.
Oh, yeah.
Sunspots.
Uh-huh. Oh, sunspots, yeah.
Grandpa. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you have very childlike hands. Not the size, but because
they're
just
so small.
They're smooth.
Yeah.
You lotion those hands.
What do you think is wrong with your hands?
They're just wrinkly. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they have knuckles, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Then I was scarred up where she's been whooping ass.
Yeah.
Punching people.
UFC fighting.
Knocking a bitch out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing my hat.
But, you know, it'll be expensive when they first come out with it, though. They always do that with the procedure. I wonder what the first Botox cost when they came out with that.
That's a good question.
I love that trend where they go into the vein clinics and the Botox places, and they ask every employee, how many units do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And they go around the office, and one woman's like, I have 122 mm-hmm. units. I've got 30. And it's you just immediately analyze and be like, yeah, I can tell you have. But it's just fascinating because they're so open and honest about it.
Oh, yeah. People that do it, admit they do it, they're going to.
What do you mean? How many units you have in your face?
That's how they keep saying it. She goes, how much Botox is? She goes, I have 120 units. I've got 12 units. And I don't know what those measurements mean at all.
120 is I have 50, if that tells you anything. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
That and right now you got, like the last time you went to get Botox, it was 50 units?
Uh-huh.
I'll find this because they're all hot and they're all, you know, women late 30s to early 50s. So you just immediately analyze. You're like, yeah, I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, you look for bargains.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I used to go anywhere. Like if they were doing a $9 a unit special, I'd be there. But now I'm a little hesitant because you see stuff on Instagram and social media where like someone's eyebrows way up here, you know, got to be careful with it. But
so did y'all get that 500 or 50 units?
Uh-huh.
And $9 a unit was cheap.
Cheap. Now it's 14.
Mm. And she's been getting Botox since she was 24.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because they
think about
they did that thing where they convinced her that you got to start doing it now before you wrinkle. It's going to be a lot.
It's preventative.
Yeah.
It's
preventative.
You think it helps? And you see now that was a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, because I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Preventative from what age?
Right, I mean, that's what I was saying. Yeah. If it clears up the wrinkles, then why don't you wait until you get wrinkles before you do it, and it'll still clear them up.
I'm going to be in the casket, and there's still going to be wrinkles. Like, when does this take into effect?
But yeah, the first time she told us that, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because how old were you when you started working with us?
20, let's see.
27?
27.
Yeah. And so she had already been doing Botox for 3 years, and we were like, what?
Yeah. This ain't right.
I didn't have a problem with it. I was like, she knows.
I know, but I was going, but how does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you don't have wrinkles and you go to get Botox...
Yeah.
And it's not going to prevent you from getting wrinkles, because then you get wrinkles when it's time, and then what do? You go get Botox. You get 50 units.
I just keep up in the units. Yeah. They claim it trains the muscle to not move, basically. It trains it to, like, you not to do the facial expressions. Well, I do the most facial expressions. I mean, these wrinkles ain't going nowhere.
It trains you. But then if it's going to train your face to do a certain thing, then you would think, okay, well, it's going to train it not to get wrinkled.
Right.
Mm. That's why you see Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice.
Oh, yeah.
That she has not smiled in 15 years. She'll say, like, that's why I look like this so I don't get wrinkled.
Yeah.
But it's like, is Botox also playing a role in that?
But she never smiled when she was in the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was just because she had English teeth.
That could have been then.
Maybe, yeah.
Before she made the big, big money. I don't know. So, but I look good right now. I mean, I just, it's a fresh batch, so.
When did you get it done?
A few weeks ago.
Yeah. Is it last 6 months? 3 months?
Yeah, about, I get it about every 6 months.
Yeah.
I should get it probably every 4 or 5, but.
What would you give up if you had to in order to keep the Botox regimen?
The kids, the dog, I mean, what are we talking about?
Take it
send
off.
Them all out. Yeah. Take everything I own.
Like, say if it were a money situation,
right?
Where there was something that you enjoy doing in your life that costs the same as Botox, mm-hmm. and you had to give up one or the other. Like, would you start driving a really cheap car if you had to?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She don't care about the car. What about your nails?
I would give up my nails. I would start painting them myself because I can't inject myself, but I can paint my nails, you know?
You should learn how to do that, though.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you go inject yourself?
I'm always jealous of the injector. I'm like, do you inject your own face? Like, how cool is that? They're like, no, we don't do that to ourselves.
Do you still spray tan yourself? You still have that spray tan machine?
Not with the machine. That was hardcore, and I missed that machine. Rest in peace. It got clogged with so much spray tan. Yeah, I just had to throw it away. Yeah. No, I have, like, a home mitt kit thing.
But you remember she used to spray people and make money on the side going and spray tanning people?
Or my friends would just come over and stand in my shower, and I would just spray. My shower was filthy. I rented this apartment one time, and I couldn't even scrub off that. When I left, it was brown in the shower. I was like, see ya, not getting my deposit back. Thank you.
I was running an illegal spray tan business out here.
No taxes paid on that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.